From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. More than 200 teachers, parents, and kids rallied in West Palm Beach yesterday against a bill that would require public schools to share county tax increases with charter schools. WLRN's Madeline Fox was at that rally.
In Palm Beach County, 72% of voters approved an $800 million tax increase last year for teacher raises and security upgrades. Anne Marie Embick has four kids in Palm Beach County Public Schools. She took them with her to campaign for the tax increase last year.
The fact that we were going to get resources to get counseling and teach social and emotional learning was incredible to me. It was like the greatest news ever. And now the fact that they're going to take that away, it hurts me.
A smaller group showed up to support giving charter schools a share of the tax increase. Linda Terranova is the principal of Western Academy Charter School. It has 500 students in Royal Palm Beach. She says charter schools are public schools under the law and are entitled to their share of funding.
Our students make up 10%. We should be getting 10% under the law, and they don't want to do that.
The Florida House passed the bill last Thursday. The Senate will have to sign off during budget negotiations in the coming days for it to become law. I'm Madeline Fox in West Palm Beach.
This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.